Thanks for joining me once again. Friday, just gone 20 past 11. We're looking forward to Saturday. My goodness, we're going to be at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Hollywood Bets laying it all off when it comes to the meeting on the Saturday. Nine races are carded. www.hollywoodbets.net for all your betting. Get your bets on with Hollywood. First race on the programme begins at 12:55, the first of nine. It's the Hollywood Bets Durbanville welcomes you over 1,000 metres. Now, in this race, you've got Red Sash, who ran well on debut, quoted at 1.67. Gypsy's Express is at 5.56. Now, there's a horse, a filly. These are maiden special weights coming up. There's a filly who shows a lot of pace but doesn't find extra. After that, you've got some horses on the periphery because we have got first times. One of those is number 4, Trippy T. They say has had a gallop, should run well. You've got Captain Casanova, who's having the first run. Nice horse, may want a little further, and then that's about it. But this horse, Red Sash, is a filly up against the boys. So too is Gypsy Express, by the way, a half-sister to Silvano's Dancers at 4-star today. Won 2 of them. Good course and distance first effort. There's no doubt about that. Went second behind a Country Time. Rock on Tommy is also one I wanted to mention. This one is returning from a lengthy rest. Didn't run too badly first time out. See, there's been support in the past. Should run well, has galloped. That's got the services of Richard Farrier. If you have a look at the strike rate for the Paul Reeves yard, it's very, very good. But Rock on Tommy is unfancied, at least at this early stage, at 14.29-1. Difficult not to go for the favourite, but there's one horse I want to mention here that I like for a possible upset. And that horse is a horse called Master Point, who opened at 10-1, has gone 12.5-1. And I'll tell you the reasoning too, because if you look at the last two runs, they were at Durbanville, over 12.50, was drawn 10 of 11 and 13 of 14. Now, the horse showed a lot of dash. The speed was there. In fact, every run has shown that speed, but just gives up the ghost late on. Now takes on the minimum trip and has Joshua Solomon's aboard, who I think could have a nice day. I think that could be the value for your swingers and trifectas. Master Point, as I say, 12.5-1 with Hollywood Bets, and the placing is 2.37. Going 11.8.9.5. As we move on to the second, it's bipod time in the Cape. Follow Cape Racing on social media. It's run over 1,000 metres. The bipod run at 1:30. I like Dean Street, who tops the boards. Number 6, Dean Street, is in fact a joint favourite, 2.86 in race 2, and that is the one I'm going for. Number 16 Street, who has the services of Keegan DeMello. By the way, last time out was 4th, 3¾ lengths behind Sugar Mountain. Out of that form line came a horse called Northern Song from the Glen Cotson yard, who won a very nice race. So I'm going 6-8. After that, the 2 and then the 4. Barney can also run a little bit, but 6.8.24 in race 2. I see Barney's carrying 62 kgs on the day. Andy Stainyard only have the one runner. But Dean Street it is for me, by pot time. Third race on the card. Maiden special weights once again, as I mentioned, they all are. Hollywood Bets Spring Country Series over the 1400. And this is the start of the place accumulator at 2:05. Just consulting the betting with Hollywood. Gimme's Laddie, who returns from KZM, is just over 18-10. Now, Max the Otter is at 3.33. Max has drawn wide, but don't let that put us off, because that was the case last time out, was drawn 12 of 14 and ran behind Champion Warrior. First time out was well fancied, as I've said before, ran behind King Mo at Kenilworth. I just think over this distance of the 7 furlong that Max the Otter is the horse they're going to reckon with. So despite the draw, I'm going 14, Max the Otter from the 2, Gimme's Laddie, the 1, State of Shock, and then the 10, Autumn Moon, 14, 2, 1, 10. But I think the more fancied horses will run well in the third race. Race 4, another maiden special weights, this time for the fillies, and this will be the start of the Pick 6 at Hollywood Bets Durbanville. Should be run at 14 hours 40. Now, you've got some well-bred individuals, well-related individuals who've done nothing at this stage in race number 4. I see Tuscany is a joint favourite 4-1. They're both from the Snaith yard. Justin sending out 7 Tuscany and 9 Turn the Page, 4-1 apiece. The one that interests me of the two is Tuscany. If you have a look, seems to be going along the right way. First time out 6¾ lengths behind, 4.8. Last time out just 3.65 lengths behind. This is a half-sister Time to Roll, who's owned by the Hollywood Syndicate. It is the second run after the rest. That made the most appeal to me, the 7 Tuscany. Another roughie I'm going to include at a price is a horse called Defining Moment, who's at 12.5 to 1. Gareth Wright has the ride. This is drawn at 3. I was looking through some of the form lines. There was appeal there to run into the money. 2.75 a place. 7, the first choice. The upset possibility, the 3. Then the 9 and the 5. 7, 3, 9, 5. Race 5, www.hollywoodbets.net, over the 1400, is off at 3:15. Very difficult to go against this horse, Jazz Bella, who's at 0.77. Richard Paree for Justin Snaith. Jam Jam is at 4-1. I do like a little bit of the 2. Flying First is at 7.69. But I'm going with the 3 in front of the 2, the 7 and the 9. 3-2-7-9. I think Jazz Bella is a likely banker for men. Race 6, Race Cape. Race Cape Hollywood Bets over 1400 metres is a middle stakes for the 3-year-old fillies. Now the betting on this race is as follows. Gimme a First is quoted at 1.52. A Future Girl in the betting in the 6th race is quoted at 2-1. 2-1 it is about Future Girl number 4. So you've got the 3 on the card, just confirming that. Gimme's Lassie at 8.5. Butterfly Beauty is 5.56. But Gimme a First is the current favourite. 108-day rest. Beat Betty Boop, who actually came out and won in open company. I like a little bit of Butterfly Beauty, who is carrying the 61. There's been a 63-day rest, but it is out in the public domain. The Snake comments, you must catch up with those on race day. Open 6.25 was 6, this is now 5.56. So I'm going in this race with the 7 and the 6, those two. 7-6, then the 4 Future Girl and the 2. I'll probably play the 7 backed up by the 6 Butterfly Beauty in the 6th race. Race 7 is the Grade 3 Hollywood Bets Diana Stakes over 1400 metres. And the betting on the 7th race, 200,000 in purse money. Chansonnet is back at 0.91. How long has the rest been for Chansonnet? 245 days. Doing well enough to be competitive is the stable comment about Chansonnet. When it comes purely to the rating, Chansonnet should have this field at her absolute mercy. Tipsy Tarragon is at 2-1, has won the last 2, 50.5. And Mr. Solomons is the rider. Beat Time Flies, who came out, won the next start. 2 from 2. Over the trip. Those are the top two. There's been money for Tipsy Tarragon. I'm going with the money. I'm going 7. Tipsy Tarragon from 6. Chansonnet. I like a bit of 5. Santa Maria for the trifectas and quartets. Banker for a minor position. And then the 3. Veronica Mars. 7, 6, 5, 3. We're taking our chances with Tipsy Tarragon to beat Chansonnet. 8th race. Grade 3. Hollywood Bets Matcham Stakes over 1400 metres. Promises to be an absolute cracker. Great to see the crowds these days at Durbanville. The renewed interest in the Western Cape racing. A Trip of Fortune is 2.27. Cosmic Highway is 3.57. Pomp and Power is at 5-1. There's no doubt about it. The Trip of Fortune does look the horse here. 2 from 2 course and distance. 3 from 3 the distance. But I'm taking my chances with Russian Rock, who's at 7.14, best weighted in the race. I just think Russian Rock could rise to the occasion. So I'm going 2 in front of 7, Trip of Fortune. Then the 1 Resonate, and I want to mention Resonate 2. That's a 12.5-1. And that's a stable to Trip of Fortune. And then the 2 Cosmic Highway. In the PA, I go with all 3 of them. 1, 2, 7 in race 8. Resonate will probably be my shrewdie once again in the play. Can't go with favourites after favourites, a waste of our time. Race 9, Hollywood Bets Bright Future over 1250. To conclude The meeting is 17:35. Cheeky Lad is 4-1. Michael Faraday is 5-1. Verenberg is 6.25-1. This is a race where, in the place accumulator, I'm actually going 7 horses. I don't trust it at all. It's a nightmare. I'm going to settle with Superior Leader, who's at 8.33-1. The reason being, I know up 2 points, but last time I was drawn 13 of 13. Verenberg, in fact, dead heated. Verenberg was finishing 0.6 seconds faster. But I see that Superior Leader goes well for this rider, is much improved with the blinkers. That was the key for me. So I'm going with the 4 Superior Leader. Once again, 8.33, 12.5-10 from the 10, Verenberg. As I just said, dead heated last time. Then the 3, Mr. Frosty. I don't leave Mr. Frosty out of it. I normally brass old Mr. Frosty. But the merit rating has come down from 74 to 56. Nice price there too, 12.5-1. Then the 5, Michael Faraday. And the 12, Oz Bob. 4, 10, 3, 5, 12. And load up, place accumulator, and pick 6. There's also Spinner's Zoncare, of course. Don't forget about that. It's jackpot night. 8:33 to 10:30. There's the Champion Punters Challenge, Western Cape. Great response we've had. That's coming up. Have a terrific day. We'll be at Hollywood Bets, Durbanville, and hopefully we hit them hard. Bye-bye.